Utah lawmakers last week voted to pass the first U.S. statewide ban on adding fluoride to public water systems. The Utah Senate voted 18-8 in favor of the measure after it passed in the House. If Governor Spencer Cox signs the bill into law, it will end community water fluoridation. The new law also will give pharmacists new authority to prescribe fluoride supplement pills. Typically, such pills can be prescribed only by a dentist or physician. Representative Stephanie Grishas, who sponsored the bill, told the Defender she was thrilled the legislature voted to pass the bill. Utah leads the nation in so many things, and this is just one more example. Grishas emphasized that the law allows people to make their own decisions about whether and how to take supplemental fluoride. "I am a firm believer that the proper role of government is to provide safe, clean drinking water, not medicate the public on a mass scale," Grishas said. "Because I also believe in medical freedom, I wanted fluoride to remain available to anyone who wanted it for either themselves or their children, which is why we made the prescription easier to obtain through a pharmacy." The bill's Senate sponsor, Senate Majority Leader Kirk Cullimore, said during his presentation on the Senate floor that the bill is about protecting our water, reducing unnecessary costs, and ensuring people have the right to decide what they consume. Rick North, board member of the Fluoride Action Network, FAN, one of the plaintiffs who last year won a landmark lawsuit over water fluoridation against the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, said, "Utah's fluoridation ban bill enjoyed wide support in both the House and Senate, reflecting both concerns over health risks and the firm opposition to adding any drug to drinking water, taking away people's right to informed consent." North added, "If the governor signs the bill, it would be historic and could be a catalyst for other states and cities doing the same." Opposition to water fluoridation has been growing across the country, particularly since a California federal judge ruled in the case brought by FAN, Mothers Against Fluoridation and others against the EPA that water fluoridation at current U.S. levels poses an unreasonable risk to children's health and that the agency must regulate it. Judge Edward Chen's 80-page decision outlined the overwhelming scientific evidence that exposure to fluoride is linked to reduced IQ in children. The EPA recently announced it plans to appeal the ruling. Chen's ruling followed the publication in August of a key report by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services National Toxicology Program, NTP, that concluded higher levels of fluoride exposure in drinking water are consistently linked to lower IQ in kids. Other studies making similar findings have also been published in major scientific journals this year. Fluoride, a byproduct of phosphate fertilizer production. Grishas started working on the issue last year after a resident approached her about having individual choice when it comes to what prescriptions she and her children took. Local water conservancy districts also reached out to Cullimore to ask the state to ban water fluoridation, citing claims of employee safety and the decision in the landmark case against the EPA, Grishas said. Proponents of water fluoridation argue it protects children's oral health. However, in October, an updated Cochrane review concluded that adding fluoride to drinking water provides very limited, if any, dental benefits, especially compared with 50 years ago. Proponents also underscore that fluoride is a naturally occurring chemical in water, earth, and rocks. It can occur naturally in drinking water supplies, particularly in arid and semi-arid regions. But most surface water contains very low levels of fluoride, and roughly 3/4 of Americans have fluoride added to their drinking water. The fluoride added to water systems, typically in the form of fluorosilicic acid, is a byproduct of phosphate fertilizer production, as documents from the fluoride lawsuit confirmed. Cullimore also emphasized that many Utah citizens don't want the chemical added to their water. "This bill does not prohibit anybody from taking fluoride in whatever fashion they want," he said. "It just disallows people who do not want fluoride from having to consume fluoride in their water." Cullimore's district includes the city of Sandy, where a malfunctioning pump in the water fluoridation system released undiluted hydrofluorosilicic acid into the water in 2019, affecting 1,500 households, institutions, and businesses, and sickening over 200 people. An investigation revealed that officials failed to notify the public for 10 days and that fluoride was detected in the drinking water at 40 times the recommended levels. The 18-8 vote to pass the bill in the Republican-dominated Utah Senate on Friday was largely along party lines, with two Republican senators voting against it and one Democratic senator voting for it. If signed, the bill is set to take effect on May 7th. The governor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment on whether Cox plans to sign it. We're watching water fluoridation unravel globally in real time. Since the September court ruling, many U.S. cities and towns have moved to pause or stop fluoridating their water, signaling that the long-term and largely unquestioned practice in the U.S. is facing heightened scrutiny by the public. FAN Executive Director Stuart Cooper said the Utah vote is a marker of how significantly public opinion is shifting. Cooper said, "This is another significant victory for the public, who didn't sign up to have a developmental neurotoxin and endocrine disruptor to their drinking water. The NIH-funded science showing neurotoxicity, the NTP report confirming that neurotoxicity, and the federal ruling that fluoridation poses an unreasonable risk to human health have all pushed this topic over the tipping point. We're watching water fluoridation unravel globally in real time." Cooper pointed out that 95% of the world and 98% of Europe do not fluoridate, and many countries passed resolutions banning the practice decades ago. He said states and towns that continue to add fluoridation chemicals to the public water supply are the extreme outliers and radicals in this situation. Florida Surgeon General Joseph A. Lodapo in December advised governments across the state to stop adding fluoride to their water. Lodapo cited the neuropsychiatric risks, particularly for pregnant women and children, associated with the practice. Lawmakers in at least three other states have also introduced legislation that would outlaw adding fluoride to community water systems, and four other states are considering bills to make fluoride optional or limit its concentration. In addition to Utah, lawmakers in North Dakota, New Hampshire, and Tennessee are seeking a ban on the practice. Bills in Arkansas, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and South Dakota would either repeal statewide fluoridation programs or set limits on the amount of fluoride added to water, Bloomberg Law reported. Last week, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller also called on Governor Greg Abbott and the state lawmakers to institute a statewide ban on water fluoridation. Hawaii is the only state that does not offer water fluoridation for most residents. However, the military bases there are mandated by the federal government to fluoridate their water. Bucking national trends, Democratic senators in Connecticut are introducing legislation to make the current levels of 0.7 milligrams of fluoride per liter, recommended by the public health agencies, state law. They are drafting a bill, Senate Bill No. 7, that would continue water fluoridation at current levels in the state even if federal policy were to change. The state Senate Democratic webpage reports they are drafting the bill out of concerns that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., recently confirmed as Secretary of Health and Human Services, suggested on social media that the Trump administration would advise all American water systems to remove it from drinking water.